Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to IRC 2016 Interim Results Conference Call. This morning, we have uploaded our first half results and report, which you can download from our website, www.irrcgroup.com.hk. The results come along with presentation slides, which we will be using for the call, and it's also downloadable from our website. The presentation will be hosted by our CEO, Mr. Yuri Makarov, and our CFO, Mr. Danila Kotiarov. At the end of the presentation, there will be a Q&A session, which you can ask in English, Mandarin, and Cantonese. 欢迎来到铁钢研货2016年上半年的业绩电话会议,以下的会议将会用英语进行。会议的资料可以在我们的网站 www.irrcgroup.com.hk里面下载。 會議將會首先由我們的首席執行官 Yuri Makarov 先生和我們的Danila Kotiarov 講解,然後就會有一個答問的環節,歡迎大家用英文、普通話或者廣東話發問。 Over to you, Yuri.
Hello. I would like to start from the slide number 5. Which describes the highlights of our today's position and our main achievements for the period we are talking about. By the way, Shirley, can you hear me well?
Yes, we can hear well.
Okay. So main idea behind what we have achieved is that in terms of our financials, our net loss reduced significantly by 95%, as you can see. We will give you more details later when Danila will tell about it. TNS is under the process of the commissioning, and we are progressing very well here. You probably know that yesterday we have made our first shipment of the product. We believe, we know it for sure, that within the third quarter of this year, we will finalize commissioning and we'll start commercial shipments. And as you probably know, our Corona operations are mothballed, and going further, we will not spare too much cash, and we will only operate there with them. We will not operate there, we will only keep this mine in the position when we will be able to start operations on some stage later. Danila, probably you can go forward with the financial figures.
Thank you, Yura. Ladies and gentlemen, can you please look at the slide number 7, so I can give you some update on our results in H1 of this year. As you can see here, we have some changes in the profit and loss account. If looking at the first half of the previous year, the changes are mainly related to mothballing of our operations in Kuranak mine, which in H1 was the only operational asset in the absence of operations in KNS. So the significant decline in both revenues and cost of operations purely relates to the winding down the operations in Kuranak, as you mentioned already. You can see also that our central admin costs also been decreasing. This is in line with our strategy on moving the whole group into the cash preservation mode in light of the weak prices of the iron. As you mentioned already, net loss of the group versus the net loss in each one of the previous year has significantly decreased. This is, as you can see here, mainly related to the impairment of our assets which we made last year. Luckily, this year we were not required on doing any impairment because, as you know, the prices on the iron have recovered, and the prospects of our economics looks much better. As you can see, the underlying results, excluding the impairment, is more or less in line with the last year. On the next slide, you can see the balance sheet of the group at the mid of this year. As you can see, there is no big changes apart of changes in fixed assets, which relates to some minor investments in KNS. As you can see, this amount is not big, which reflects our agreement with the contractor who is building our KNS mine on the restructuring the remaining payment, which we owe them. It also, as you can see, we have successfully repaid the portion of ICBC loan due in June of this year using the debt service reserve account in accordance with the waiver agreement, which became effective in June of this year, as you know. On the next slide, number 9, you can see the main changes in liquidity and cash flows of the group during this 6 months of this year. I would like to draw your attention that a net cash generated from operations is actually positive, which is mainly related to the recovery of the working capital during the process of putting our Kuranak mine into care and maintenance. So this cash which we have recovered was used in repayment of the debt of the working capital loan which we had in the local mine. On the next slide, you can see the main information about our liquidity as of today. As you can see, at the mid of this year, we have the total amount of cash flow around 26 million US. This is excluding the this is including the remainder of the SRA account which we hold with ICBC in the amount of 2 million after the utilization of 26 million as repayment of the ICBC loan in accordance with the waiver agreement, and this is excluding excluding the amount of the bond we are holding with ICBC as the guarantee of the obligation of CNAC on in accordance with the APC contract. I would like to draw your attention to the outlook on the capital expenditures till the year end. As you can see, we don't have any numbers here, so it means that as of today, the completion of KNS is fully funded, and the remainder payment due to CNAC, as I mentioned already, is delayed until the end of the next year, and is not going to affect the short-term liquidity of the group. I think that are the main information about financial results of the group in H1 of this year. So I'm heading over to Yura to speak about the commission of CNS in the next section.
Yura, over to you.
Thank you, Danila. Thank you, Shirley. As Danila mentioned previously, we are in the process of the commissioning. We are very proud that yesterday we've been visited by the governor of the region. All other local authorities were also here, including Far East Railroad, which will deliver our product to our client. If you will move to the slide number 12, you will see that our main figure, which we believe will brightly characterize our operations, is that our EBITDA, when we will start full-scale operations, will be around $82 million. This is, of course, made on the assumption that price of the iron ore will be on the same level as we have it now. But generally, with those costs and those distance of transportation which we have here, we think this figure will be achievable. On the next slide, you can see that we have done quite a lot of, we have achieved quite a lot of milestones on the commissioning. We have run mechanical tests of the drying unit. We are now in the process of the testing of the of other systems. Yesterday, when we start shipments, the first time received railroad locomotive on our rails, which means that railroad authorities are quite happy with the quality of the construction of our rails. Right now, these wagons are on their way to border crossing point in Brodekovo. We believe it will be there within the next couple of days. And you probably should know that we have previously shipped 1 million tons of our concentrate from Kuranach, which confirms that it's the same road, same reloading facilities, and pretty same client up to now. So we don't see big issues with our marketing as well. You probably should pay attention to the announcement we have made today. There are some pictures of yesterday's ceremony of shipping of the first train to our client. By the way, yesterday, head of the construction of the bridge, which will help us to save some money on transportation costs. And this person was also here on our ceremony. He gives us some information about the construction progress. He told that they almost finished all preparation for the big construction. They have already installed concrete mixing machine. They have done all the internal roads, so they're progressing quite well, and they believe that within next couple of years they will commissioning this bridge, and we will be able to deliver our products on even shorter road to China. And just to give you some information about what is the meaning of this decrease in the transportation, you can pay your attention to the slide number 14. On the next slide, you can see the short description of the potential client in China and our main client plant called Jianglong in the town Shuangyashan on the northeast of China. Our short-term contract with this client is already fixed, and after we will start commercial shipments, we will sign full-scale contract for the commissioning of for the shipments of our product from KNF. On the next slide, as usual, you can see our view on where are we comparing us to other producers of iron ore. We believe that we are very competitive, and our costs will allow us to attract attention of our clients also. Probably that's it about our operations. Nothing really new apart from the progressing of the commission of the KNS. And I will be happy to answer on questions on Q&A session.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I think we are open for questions right now.
Thank you, Shelley. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now poll for a question. If you'd like to register for a question, please press star 1 on your telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, should you have any question, please press star 1. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, should you have any question, please press star 1 on your telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, should you have any question, please press star 1 on your telephone. Thank you. Our first question comes from Rahul Gupta from Pine River. Thank you.
Hi, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, Rahul.
Yeah, hi. Hi, Yuri. Hi, Daniela. Thanks a lot for this update. I just had a few follow-up questions. The first one was just trying to understand what is remaining in terms of full commissioning. I think you mentioned there's some mechanical tests that are ongoing. If you could be a bit more specific on what's required, because I think in the past you mentioned that post the 72-hour testing, the company is looking to give a production guidance. That would be my first question.
I will probably start to answer, and Daniela will continue. Talking about what should we do more about commissioning is that there are some minor issues with equipment, with automation, with in some other areas, which were identified during the commissioning over the last couple of months. Our subcontractor fixing them. None of these is preventing us from the beginning of the production, and actually plant is operating now. We were operating crushing and screening plant last week, and on Monday we start operations on them wet part of the process. We are nothing stops us from the production. As I mentioned, we are not producing on the full scale because partly because of this issues which should be fixed by a contractor, partly because our operators are not experienced enough and we are not pressing them just to avoid some troubles, some faults. So we are in the process of educating our own team, clients' team, and within the next weeks, we believe that our education process will be generally finalized, and fixing of the issues will be also finished, which means that we will start commercial shipments. I think that we will do the guidance production after we will start commercial shipments. But what we shouldn't forget is that according to our contract, our contractor should make the hundred percent capacity within 3 months. Probably Daniil, you can add something to this explanation.
Yes, Yura. I think you mentioned almost everything. I can just add that Rahul, in your question, you mentioned the 72-hour testing. As you recollect, we made an announcement that our contractor, CNAC, have made an attempt to complete the test. After that, certain issues have been revealed. And as you mentioned, we are working together with them on resolving all these issues. And as we advised in our announcement, we are planning to resolve all of them and move into normal ramping up to a full capacity of the plant within a few weeks. And as you mentioned already, in accordance with the EPC contract, it's responsibility of CNAC to reach a full capacity of the plant within a quarter. So we will give the guidance about the total volume of the production this year as soon as we reach we reach the moment when when the commission is completed. Although I need to mention that right now, while we are in the process of testing the plant and resolving these small issues which we revealed, the plant is already capable of producing the product, which is saleable, and the shipment of the train as of yesterday is a proof of that. Which is great news.
Thank you. Just one follow up. So, like, when you say the plant is expected to be fully commissioned within this quarter, does that mean that you're expecting production to ramp up to the full 3.2 million ton per annum capacity within this quarter?
Rahul, no. I think we are not meaning this. We mean. I can explain you in terms of the EPC contract. As soon as the project is commissioned, after that, it is the responsibility of CNAC to reach the full capacity of the plant within a quarter. So right now we are not yet, and in the moment when the project is fully commissioned, although we already in the moment when we when the plant is operational and is capable of producing the product and is producing the product and is producing the product as we speak.
Sure, understand. And one other follow-up question. So the 3.2 million ton ramp up, right? Do you, based on the progress made as of now, would you be able to give any guidance on how long you think the ramp up would take to the full capacity post commissioning?
Rahul, we told already what we can in terms of the EPC contract. It is responsibility of CNAC to reach full capacity of the plant within a quarter. If they are not capable to do that, there is a penalty in accordance with the EPC contract, which I guaranteed with the bond. So we don't see any major issues, and we believe that we hope that our contractor is capable of fulfilling its obligation under the EPC contract.
Okay, and really sorry to just stay on this point. So one last point is, what are you waiting for before you know, announcing a full commissioning if the plant is already ready? Is it more just making sure that the ramp up happens smoothly and your operations can handle it? Is that what you're waiting for?
Rahul, yes, the good question. I can answer it. I think it's more of the legal moment. We can announce that the commission of the project was completed as soon as we are signing the taking over certificate with CNAT. And in order to do that, they need to reach a certain criteria in accordance with the contract, and basically they should, if speaking with a normal language, they should resolve all the major issues that we have seen during the testing. So right now, as I mentioned already, they're in the process of resolving this, although I want to underline again that the plant is already operational.
Okay,
so
fine.
It's already producing the product.
Okay, thank you. Okay, the next point was on just the drying unit. When do you think, can you maybe just remind us when you think you need it, and what is the current status on that?
Yura, will you answer the question, or should I?
Rahul, I can't hear you well. Can you please repeat the question?
Sure. On the drying unit, if you could maybe just remind us as to when you would need the unit to be in place in the winter, and also what is the current status of commissioning the drying unit?
Usually, thank you. Now it was quite clear. Usually it was mid of October when we start defreezing additions utilization in Alokma. Here it's a bit warmer, but we believe that in any case drying units will be ready much sooner. According to the latest schedule, it's scheduled to be commissioned by the end of the summer. Chinese have some delay, but it's already there. Automation is operational. Mechanically, it's operational. And what we need to do is to test the drying unit under the load with the wet concentrate. They have they need to do some conveyor works for the
Hello, Yuri.
Shelley, let me check out the line for you. Just one second.
Thank you. Sorry, Rahul. I think you.
Yeah, I think I can add. In the absence of Yuri, while he is reconnecting, I think I can continue the list. Yuri was speaking that the major part of the drying unit is completed yes, already, obviously. As Rahul, if you've seen our announcement a few weeks before, all mechanical parts of drying unit being completed and tested. Automation, CNC is telling us, is completed already, and they advise us that they are planning to complete the hot commissioning of the unit quite soon. So we believe that this is okay with us, because we don't need this drying unit before, say, end of October. So right now we are comfortable with the schedule of Chinese, despite a small delay in completion of the drying unit. I hope that answers.
Yeah, I understand. So you're quite confident that you would have this in place, right, before the middle of October?
We are comfortable at the moment on the basis of the progress I achieved up to date, on the basis of the guidance we received from contractor, on the basis that drying unit is not required in the next 1.5 months.
Okay, fine. And I have just two more questions. One is on the customer contracts, and the second on just CapEx. Maybe the easier one on CapEx. So basically you're done on the full CapEx payment, right, in terms of cash outlay, and there's no other cash outlay expected in second half, right?
Yes, exactly. The amount is quite small, and we are mostly talking about not the CapEx, but some spending related to the working capital of the project.
Okay. And what is your overall guidance, including maintenance CapEx, for second half this year and next year? Is there any?
For this year, we told you already that we are not planning to spend any CapEx, almost any CapEx.
Mm-hmm.
And for the next year, I think we are not ready to give any guidance at this moment. So.
Okay, I understand. And maybe just the last question I have is on your customer contracts. Is there any update you can provide on, have you been having discussions with your customers as your production ramps up, and what's the nature of your sales, if you can provide anything on that?
We gave the short update that right now this trial shipment we made yesterday was on the basis of some short term contracts that we have signed with our customer, with whom we have long relations on Kuranic as well. We are in the process of a discussion of the long-term agreement with the number of the customers. You can see it on slide number 15. I think we gave this update already that we are discussing with numerous steel mills, primarily in the northeast of China. Although we are, as we told already, we believe that demand on our product is well in excess of the total volume we are producing at KNS. So we are in discussion right now with an aim to get the most beneficial terms in the interest of shareholders. I believe that our aim is to enter the longer-term agreement till the year end.
And on the long-term agreements, can you maybe talk about, should we be expecting, I'm assuming this is benchmarked to the flats, right, and 62%. But then, can you talk about how the reset happens? Do you think this is like quarterly or annual resets?
I think we cannot disclose this right now because, as I told you, we are in the process of discussions with a number of the customers. So, as we mentioned in our announcement, the price formula we are discussing right now is based on the Platts index, and I can correct you here. It's based on the Platts 65, because the grade of the product at K&S is 65% iron. Although I cannot give you more information at this moment of time because we are in the process of commercial discussions with a number of the customers. We will advise the market as soon as we enter a long-term contract.
Okay, great. That's it for me. Thanks a lot, Danila and Yuri. It was very helpful.
Thank you.
Thanks for your questions.
Thank you very much, Rahul.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Amy Wong. Thank you. Amy, please go ahead with your questions.
Hey, good morning. Congratulations to your first shipment yesterday. That's great news. Can you please give some color as to when you will receive revenue from this shipment? And when do you expect you have more revenue, more regular revenue stream?
Danila, can you please answer?
Thank you very much. Yes, I can answer the question. This shipment we made yesterday, as Yuri mentioned, it's on a halfway to the China border as we speak. We believe that it will reach the border within a couple of days and will reach our customer, a steel mill, within a week, and we believe that in accordance with our with the terms of our agreement, this first batch of revenues from this shipment will be received in September. Yes, answering your question about when the regular shipments will begin, we spoke about this earlier. As the plant will move to a full production, which we expect within a few weeks, we believe that K&F will begin regular shipments, and we will see the regular stream of cash flows, which we are waiting for quite time already. I hope that answers your question.
Thank you. I believe this is the end of our conference call. Thank you all for attending.
Thank you for your participation. This concludes your conference. Thank you.